So today we begin Ois Beis, the topic of brachas. The learning today should be Eschus Eilin Nishmas Chaim Eloza Ben Shimshon Aryeh Yardir Chaver Luzi, as well as Eschus for an Eilin Yishama for Reb Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim Menachem Ben Zion. It should also be Eschus for Fush Leima for Chaim Moshe Yeshua Ben Malka Chaim Doiv Ben Menu Rachel and Chanalei Abbas Sheidel Rachel. It should also be Eschus for all those in a Makam Sakan in Eretz Yisrael, including Ezreel Baruch Ben Penina and Daniel Shlomo Ben Rostek, who are both serving. So today he's going to start with the topic of brachas, and he's going to do something that was a little different than what he did previously. So he's going to do something that's a little different than what he did previously, which is he's going to get in depth in some of the halachas of the hilchas brachas, which is why this topic is going to go a little bit. So they're going to be, I guess, somewhat of a crossover between the Musar Shir and the halacha Shir, although the benefit will be that you guys who are almost finished with, I guess, Hilchas Berchas Hamazon or Hilchas Achila, whatever you're doing now, you could tell him you could skip Berchas Hanenin because we're going to cover it in depth in this topic. So let's start on page 198. It says, Yadua Maima Rabbi Seinu Zechonu Levracha. We're all familiar what Chazal say, Al Hanenin min Oilam Azeh Beli Bracha. What Chazal say about someone who benefits from this world without making a bracha. He got dol anshay, that the punishment is great. And the Gemara says that if you eat without making a bracha, it's like you stole the food from Hashem. And this aveira has become widespread. He used a lashon like tzaras, which spread, that this sin of not making brachas has become commonplace. People regularly eat and drink and don't even think about making brachas. He says it's not always for the same reason. Some people do it because they're not aware of it. They're not aware of the chiyuv to make a bracha from things that you benefit. Now, most people know before you eat, you need to make a bracha, but do most people know that before you smell something that's a very nice smelling thing, like a hadas, you're supposed to also make a bracha? Or before you smell an esrig, when it's not yontif and you're allowed to have anah from it, you're supposed to make a bracha. People don't think about it. When you hear thunder and you see lightning, you're supposed to make a bracha. So there's many, many other brachas when you go on a trip and you see natural wonders in the world. You should make brachas. You go to the zoo with your kids during Chol Hamoed and you see a monkey, you see an elephant that you don't normally see. Mashana Abriyos. So there's different brachas that are to be made, and because a lot of them don't come up very often, so we don't think of them. Or the other bracha, Berchas HaPeiros, which we do once a year, very easy to forget. Shein Yoidim, so you go, Shein Yoidim, Shetzarch L'Barach HaDav HaShanana, V'yeish, other, Shein Yoidim, Oifenim, Adbeya Bracha. They don't know the text. Right, they don't know what the lashon of the bracha is, and they're too lazy to go look it up. And some don't have the proper enthusiasm to learn the halachas, to know. So even when you're talking about berchas nenin on food, on achil and shtia, but what happens when you have a knish that has meat inside? Do you make a mezonos? Do you make a shahakol? Maybe you make two brachas. Different cereals. Cereals are all over the place. So Moshe David explained to me recently, I didn't understand why honeycombs, which is corn-based, and normally is a shahakol, has a mezonos. Moshe David explained to me the processing, what determines whether it's a mezonos or shahakol. It's one of the weird ones that's a mezonos, but you make a bar nefashlis on it. That's more similar to rice, which you don't make a alamikya on, because not wheat or barley, and you make a mezonos. But again, very complicated. And most people, they're not going to sit and look up before they eat Cocoa Puffs or before they eat Rice Krispies, what bracha to make. But that's just due to laziness. They have the ability to do it, they just don't. Says our hearts should feel pain from seeing this avlo. Where people go to a simcha, maybe they go to a vachnacht where there's a lot of food, maybe they go out to eat. Maybe they go to a wedding or a bar mitzvah, a bayis or a perm suda. The bayis imale, the house is full of people wishing mazel tov or wishing well. And they're given the honor of having something important to eat or drink, something nice. And if you look around, you'll see many people that are not properly making brachas. Or chalila, someone who is too lazy to get up and wash or bench. So he paskins that the roll that he's eating must be a mezonos roll, and therefore he's going to make a mezonos. So someone whose heart fears Hashem should be bothered by this blatant avera. The gam she'ena yachal limchois, as well as the fact that he finds himself unable to protest. In other words, you're sitting at the Simcha and you don't say anything. Why don't you say anything? You're ashamed to speak up and create a scene. You don't want to create a commotion. But that should also bother you. The fact that you don't want to speak up, you don't want to call attention to yourself. He says, and then you now become involved in it because now you see someone else doing something wrong. You're embarrassed to speak up. And as a result, now you're guilty of the avera of not defending the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which itself is also a great avera. And the example that he brings on the bottom is, if you saw someone taking a drink, and you knew that it was poison, you wouldn't care about anyone else seeing or a commotion. You would slap the cup out of the person's hand, and you would make sure that they know this is poison, don't drink it. And how come that we don't have that same motivation when we see someone who is drinking something and not about to make a bracha? We don't want to create a commotion, but why don't we feel that same urgency that we would if someone was drinking poison? He says, yeah, now you're already made a bracha out loud, kadesha yishmu kulam, that other people should hear. That's how we want to hint. So we answer out loud, you know, you want someone to know kaddish is going on, maybe they're in the middle of a conversation. So you say amen yeheshme rabba out loud, you try to hopefully hint to them that we're in the middle of kaddish. So similarly, you make a bracha out loud that they should know, oh, by the way, there's a bracha to be made. So that they know to make a bracha. But people disregard it because they say, I'm not such a yeshivish guy. I don't make brachas. I'm not a rav. I'm not a rebbe. So I don't need to make brachas. Says it's proper to actually instruct these people to sit down and explain it to them because maybe their hearts will be receptive to the feedback. And to ensure that they understand the fact that there's nothing in this world that a person is supposed to derive benefit from without making a bracha rishayna. Im hudavar agadol, now here's where he gets into the halachas of it. He says, im hudavar agadol be'ilan mechasa bari pri eitz, something that grows on a tree, you make eitz. Im gadol ba'aretz mechasa bari pri adama, something that grows from the ground, you make a bari pri adama. Vim eino leimena eitz v'leimena aretz, if it's not produced from either the ground or from trees, then you're going to make a shahakal. And what if you don't know? And you don't have someone around, and you don't have service to look it up on the OU website or the Star K website. So there is a general rule with brachas that if you don't know, you make a shahakal, because even a bari priya eitz, even a bari priya dama, even a mezainos is included in shahakal. And so if you're not sure, you can always default to a shahakal. At least you made a bracha, and you yotze b'diavad that way. But obviously, you don't just rely, you don't just say, okay, I'm making shahakals, and I'm not going to learn hilchos brachas. We're talking about where you're stuck. But at least to do that. And v'al reach toiv tzorech gam kein levarech al kamin reach. When you are smelling something that has a pleasant smell, to also make the appropriate bracha. And hu midav ragadol be'ilam bari atzei b'samim. If it's something that grows on a tree, you're making a bari atzei b'samim. Then hu gadol ba'aretz v'shar shan machlep b'chal shana v'shana bari isfei b'samim. If it's something that has new roots every year, so it's like an herb that every year it's an annual, it puts in new roots, flowers would probably fall under this. You make a bari isvei besamim. V'meino leimena ilan v'leimena aretz, you make bari mine besamim. Now, obviously, for Avdala, our minug by Avdala is no matter what we smell, we always make a bari mine besamim. But that's only true for Avdala. But when you're smelling in Shul and Yom Kippur, the esrig with the little cloves in it, you have to know what bracha to make. When you smell a hadas, you smell flowers that are sweet smelling. You have to know what bracha to make. So it's important not just to sort of either ignore it completely, right? That's disregarding, or see someone else ignoring it completely and making like you didn't notice. That's also incorrect. But the most important thing is to really learn the brachas yourself and to be able to guide other people just with derech chalos, that they should be aware that there is a concept of a bracha, and that even if they're not ready to take upon themselves to research every single bracha, so at least to do something, to make a shahakol, at least to do something, but not to just completely disregard it.